Walsall are going to have a change of kit on Saturday. They've got a third kit they're bringing in to play Dagenham.
Yes, I was trawling the websites and went on the Walsall website and saw that they're going green this weekend because of a bit of a colour clash with their opponents, Dagenham. Dagenham playing red and blue. Walsall's home kit is red, their away kit is blue, so they needed to come up with another one. And they came up with green, which has intrigued us here on Beacon.
Yeah, we've got Dan Moore, who's the club secretary at Walsall. Hello, Dan.
Hi, fellas, how you doing?
Not too bad, thank you. So who first alerts that there's like a clash? Is it the referee, or do the clubs get together and say, oh, we play in red and blue, and we're our away kit's blue, and who's going to change?
Yeah, we all get the Football League handbook at the start of the season, and obviously we trawl through the kits, and then our kit man, being as diligent as ever, come to myself and said, look, Dan, we're going to Dagenham in October. Obviously, they're red and blue. Our home kit's red, our away kit's blue. So, obviously, with them being the home team, they've got to wear their home shirt. We couldn't wear either our home or away, so we've had to draft in a third kit. So, we went for all green.
So, do you have, like, a little meeting? Do you get a meeting, cups of tea, a few biscuits in there, and you decide what you're going to do? I mean, I was thinking, if you merged red and blue together, what does that make? I think that makes brown, doesn't it? Or is it purple?
Purple, surely.
All right, well, maybe you could have played in purple.
Possibly, but we've got a few Northern Ireland players. We've got Ryan McGiven on loan from Man City. We've got Will Griggan, under 21, and obviously Steve Jones, who used to play for Northern Ireland. So I suppose that at least those three boys will be at home in green, white, green.
Yeah, I mean, there's been some strange kit choices this season. Everton, their away kit is bright pink. The lads didn't fancy that one.
Well, you know our lads, Steve. I don't think pink would have gone down too well in the dressing room. I don't think they would have. I would have been the most popular person in the dressing room if I turned around and said, lads, yeah, I tell you what, we're going to Dagenham, really need a win. How about all pink? So we went down the route of green. It's a bit of a neutral colour. There's not many teams, obviously, wear green in this division. Obviously, Plymouth's the only one, and we could always wear our red or blue one. So green was a bit of a safe bet. So made the decision to go for green, and then obviously spoke to our kit manufacturers, Admiral, and got the kits all badged up and got our Walsall Hospice logo popped on there as well. Had those shipped in, put all the names and numbers on and the league badges on there, so we're all ready to rock and roll for Saturday night.
Could you not have done what we used to do in Sunday League football, which is turn your shirt inside out? We used to turn up on a Sunday, realise that there was a kit clash, and they'd say, well, one of you's got to turn your shirts inside out. Oh, well, we're the away team, it's got to be us.
Well, we could have done that, or we could have done what we used to have to do at school when you forgot your kit, which was to just go out in your pants, but I don't think that would have been very intimidating for the Dagenham team on Saturday. So, no, we went down the traditional route of a third strip.
Are the travelling Saddlers fans going to be shouting, Green Army, from the stands at Dagenham?
They may be, Steve, but probably not in that accent.
No, that's true.
Why did you go for that accent?
Because it's from the Aviva advert, isn't it? Paul Whitehouse, mocking the Plymouth supporters. But was there actually... So was it just simply just the neutral colour of green? That was the only reason why?
Yeah, well, that was the main reason why, because obviously we've got the FA Cup coming round as well, and there's a couple of other teams who wear red and blue, Aldershot being one and Crystal Palace being another. So it's always worth just having a kit that... We all know in football there's a lot of teams who wear red and a lot of teams who wear blue, so it is always worth having a third kit that's not going to... There's no point having a third kit if that's going to clash again, because then you'd be onto a fourth kit.
And sometimes when this sort of thing happens, those kits actually become quite a cult status, cult phenomenon, not just with your own fans, but fans across the country. Are you going to be selling these in the club shop? Can fans buy it?
That was my question next. Damn it, Steve.
At the moment, the answer's no, but I mean, if there's some decent interest in the kits, then yeah, I'm sure that we could get a limited edition in the club shops. What we'll also look to do is auction off the playing kits at the end of the season, and I've got no problem if Beacon want one of those kits that we could get signed by the team, and you could auction that off for a charity of your choice. I'm quite...
That was also my next question, Dan. I'd written that down. Could we have a shirt or a kit to give away?
No problem at all. What we'd have to do is obviously wait until we don't need it anymore, because we wouldn't want to give it away, and then one of the lads comes to me and say, Dan, I haven't got a kit for Saturday, and I say no, I'll give it to the lads at Beacon who are auctioned it off for a good cause. But definitely at the end of the season, once the kit's been used and
we could always give it away, and if you needed it back, they could wash it and send it back for the game and then have it back afterwards.